ることに本当に意味を与えることの難しさを感じます。
It's really difficult to have a deep meaning and focus on the meaning of something that occurs and reoccurs every single year.
新しい毎年のことに新しい意味を与えることに難しさを感じます。
It's difficult to have a deeper meaning for something that we kind of have gotten used to.
でも自転車を漕ぐように毎回毎回漕がないと前には進まないんですね。
But if you think about it on a bicycle, you have to keep pedaling to keep going forward. You have to push one pedal down and then the other and the other, or you don't move forward, do you?
同じことをしているかもしれませんけれども、新しい思いで一歩一歩前に進んで意味を持たせなくちゃいけない。
But even though it's the same thing repeated again and again, it has meaning, and we have to keep repeating it in order to go forward.
私のチャレンジはじゃあ今年どういうふうにしたら自分に新しいクリスマスの意味を与えられるかというのが私のチャレンジです。
So, the challenge for me personally is how to, for the meaning of Christmas to, become more meaningful and to.Get deeper in my heart.
さっきマークさん言ったようにちっちゃなめぐみさんが素晴らしいって喜んでたっていうふうに言いましたけど、どうやったら喜べるのかな。
So, how should we really rejoice at Christmas? Last week, one of the little kids was jumping up and down and say, "Yay, Christmas!" and so happy. But how can we really rejoice at the true meaning of Christmas?
イエス様は私たちのために贈られた神様の一人子です。
Jesus is the only Son of God who was sent for us.
私たちの罪のために十字架で死んでくださいました。
Jesus died on the cross instead of us and took the punishment for our own sins.
神様は私たちをこのままで愛してくださいます。
And God invites us just as we are.
私たちはこの許しを愛をどうやって喜ぶことができるんでしょうか。
How should our joy at the forgiveness and love of God be deeper and wider and?
皆さん今まで手を挙げなくていいです。皆さん今まで。
You don't have to raise your hand. However, I want to ask you a question.
警察に呼ばれたことはありますか。
Anybody ever been called by the police?
手を挙げなくていいですよ。
You don't have to raise your hand.
皆さん今まで裁判所に召喚されたことはありますか。
Anybody ever been at a court to be judged?
あなたは罪人です。死刑になるって言われたことはありますか。
Oh my. Have you ever been in a court and said, been told, you are guilty, you, we give you the death penalty. You are guilty, we give you the death penalty.
警察に呼ばれるとですね、気持ちよくないですよね。
If you're called by the police, it's not a very good feeling, is it?
何回か言ったことあります。
I've actually been called by the police a few times.
それから裁判所も行ったことあります。
And I've actually even gone to court. You don't want to...Say a
little bit more. 別に悪いことじゃない。全然悪いことしてないんですけど。でもですね、本当にある時数年間毎月裁判所に行ってました。
Actually, a few years ago, I was going to the court every single week.
No, single month.
Every, そうですね。Every single month.
気持ちは良くないんですよね。
It was such a bad feeling.
自分がもしもですね。捕らえられて死刑だって言われたら、やっぱり僕らは落ち込むんですよ。
So think about it. If you were in front of the court and if you were told you're guilty, you receive the death penalty, it would be just an overwhelming, awful feeling.
クラクラしますよね。
Our mind must be like just dizzy and just panicking.
でも、聖書のメッセージは神様が私たちを許してくださる。
But the message of the Bible is that we have been forgiven by the God who created us.
私の子供があなたの罪を担うと言ってくださるんです。
The message of the Bible is that the Son of God took on our sins. He carried our sins.
もう警察に行かなくていいんです。刑務所に行かなくていいんです。
We don't need to go to court. We don't need to be accused of being guilty.
もしそうだったら、やったーって喜びませんか?
So, think about it. We are guilty, but someone took away our guilt and our punishment. If you were told that, would you just be sitting there kind of bored? Or would you be jumping up and down saying, Yes! Hallelujah!
私たちクリスマス、イエス様の誕生を感謝する喜びはそういうことなんです。
So that is the joy of Christmas.
アメンですか?
Amen?
ですから子供たちのように、あ、喜びたいですね。
So, like an innocent kid, we should be rejoicing.
でも、普段私たち気がつかないうちに、すべてが日常的なことが、慣れっこになってしまいます。
But without noticing, we get used to things, and the incredibleness kind of just dissipates.
でも今日何かクリスマスっていうイメージで何かもう、まあ、固まっちゃうんですね、一つのイメージ。
So the image of Christmas in our hearts and minds becomes more like the image that we see every day in the world.
もうトラディション、伝統とか習慣になってしまいます。
So, there are so many traditions that are associated with Christmas, and that's the impression that's left in our hearts and minds.
儀式や伝統になってしまいます。
It's becoming more of a, like a ritual or more of tradition.
2000年前のユダヤの社会にイエス様が現れました。
More than 2000 years ago,The Savior Jesus Christ was born in Israel.
彼はですね、ユダヤの人たちに、あなたたちのやってることは本当の礼拝じゃないよって言ったんですよ。
And when Jesus grew up to be an adult, he told his own people, the way you are worshiping God is not right.
それは儀式でしょ、習慣でしょ、本当に神様を礼拝してますかっていうチャレンジですね。
He challenged them and he said,Are you really worshiping God in what you're doing, in those rituals and those traditions? Are you truly worshiping God?
そのために今、悔い改めが必要だとイエス様は叫びました。
And Jesus's cry to those people was, you need to repent.
もう一度神様に心を向けて本当の礼拝をしなくてはいけないというふうに言ったんです、ね。
Jesus said that meaning of repentance was,Turn back to God and worship in truth and in spirit.
で、そういうことを聞いてですね、ユダヤの指導者たちはちょっと困っちゃったんですね。
And the leaders of the Jews were they didn't know what to do.
確かに彼の言ってることは正しいかもしれないけど、自分の言ってることを守らなきゃいけないんですね。
Maybe they thought, well, maybe what he's saying is really true.But golly, I need to protect my own position, my own power and authority.
ですから、いろんなふうにしてイエス様を試みるというか、イエス様にチャレンジします。
And so, the leaders of that time challenged Jesus.
読みませんけど、もう次のスライドを見てもらうと、
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'd like to look at the next slide with you.
先週、グレッグさんが紹介してくださいましたけれども、
This is the passage that Greg Lilly spoke from last week.
律法学者がですね、イエス様の時に来て、おきての中で一番大切なものは何ですかって聞いたところに聞くことがありました。
One of the Jewish leaders came to Jesus and he asked him, What is the most important commandment?
いっぱいね、おきてがあるけれども、大切なものは何ですかって聞いたんです。
There's so many commandments that are written in the Bible, and he asked him, which is the most important one?
で、イエス様が言われました。二つあるって言うんですね。
And Jesus replies, there's two.
一つは、神様を愛しなさい。
And the first commandment is, love Your God.
全身全霊で神様を愛しなさい。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind.
2番目は、
And the second,
隣人を自分のように愛しなさい。
The second, and Jesus says, the second which is like it, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
私の教会で何度も聞いてる話です。
Of course, if we come to church, we've heard that, those words many times.
でも先週本当に聞かされました。
But last week, I was really, I really realized something.
まず第一に神様を愛することをしなくてはいけない。
The first and foremost thing is to love the Lord our God.
神様に感謝することから始めます。
The first and foremost thing is to be able to worship and praise God. Amen?
それをの必要性。いつも2番目、3番目、4番目、5番目のことで忙しいんですけれども。
So in our busy lives, maybe we put loving God and worshiping and praising God kind of down the list on what's important in our lives.
でも私たちはもう一度最初の神様を愛し、神様に喜ぶことに心を向けなきゃいけないということ。
But we need to repent and turn back and live our lives in a way that is really loving God and also worshiping Him. Last week we had a special worship service, worship prayer time. And I believe that God Himself spoke to many people's hearts. And He showed us many things.
最後にレイチェルさんが私たちに勧めてくださったことがあります。
And there was one thing that Rachel shared.
それは自分の言葉で神様をに感謝することをしてみましょうということ
です。And that was that, rather than simply singing the words that are on the screen of the songs, we should praise God and worship Him with our own words.
自分の言葉で具体的に起きたこと、与えられたこと、感謝することを習慣にしましょう。
We should open up our mouths and start to praise God for what He has done in our own lives.
覚えてますか？もし、
remember that?
できなかったら、この聖書の箇所を読んでくださいって
言ってました。And do you remember she also said, shared with us that if it's hard for you to do that, you can start by reading a certain psalm in the Bible.
詩編何編だったか覚えてますか？
You remember which psalm it was? Anybody?
覚えてる？いる？一人ぐらい。
Let's really remember and let's do it this week. It's Psalm 103. Let's really open it up and actually read this week.
日本語読みました。日本語で英語読みました。英語で実際に自分の言葉、自分のこと、思いのように読んでみたいと思います。
I really want to read it together with you. If you read Japanese, please join Mark. If you read English, but let's, as we say the words,Let them be our own words, not just the words that are written in the psalm, but from our hearts, as if we're really talking them ourselves.
新約聖書、ダビデの詩。私の魂を主を讃えよう。私の内にあるものはこぞって聖なる皆を讃えよう。私の魂を主を讃えよう。主の見計らいを何一つ忘れてはならない。主はお前の罪をことごとく許し、病をすべて癒し、命を墓からあがない出してくださる。慈しみと憐れみの冠を授け、ながらえる限り、良いものに満たらせ、わしのような若さを新たにしてくださる。
English. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul.And do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
レイチェルさんというのは何度も何度も読みながら本当に神様を感謝することの習慣を持ちましょうということです。
And Rachel shared that as we read this out loud and make it our own words, the words get deeper into our hearts and we learn how to really praise the Lord.
日々私たちは感謝のことがあるんですね。
Each and every single day, there are so many things that we can be grateful for.
小さな感謝ですけど、本当感謝のことはいっぱいあるんですね。
They may be small things or big things, but absolutely every day, there are things to be grateful for. Amen?
今日、教会に来ながらも、どんなことが感謝かなと思ったら、結構、
So as I was even coming to church this morning, I just started to focus in that way, and as I started to focus like that, I remembered more and more things that I can be thankful and grateful for.
で、感謝できる気持ちが、もう感謝だったんですね。
And I was even thankful for being able to be thankful.
感謝だって。神様感謝ですってこう。
Being able to be thankful and grateful to God is something that we can be thankful for.
でもですね、実は、ある時はもう感謝なんて言えない状況がありますよね。
But if we're honest, there are times in our lives when we just can't feel grateful.
もう本当に落ち込んで、もう立ち上がることもできないような時もありますよね。
There are times maybe that you have experienced that you feel so low and so down.That you just can't feel thankful.
もう暗いトンネルをずっと歩いてても光がないんじゃないかと思う時ありますね。
It feels like you're in a dark tunnel and that you'll never come out into the light. Do you ever feel like that?
あるんですよ。
Maybe some of you have had those kind of experiences.
そういう時にしようっていうことも難しいんですね。
And when we're in that darkness,It might be even difficult to cry out, Lord!
というよりも、こいつの自分のせいだ、あいつのせいだ、なんでこうだ、いろんなことがぐるぐる回ってしまいます。
Rather than turning our eyes to God and saying, Lord, it's much easier to look at ourselves and to blame ourselves or to look at other people and blame them for the problems that we're suffering.
もう一度ちょっと詩篇のから57編、旧約聖書の詩篇の57編を読みたいんですけども。これはですね、ダビデ王が歌った詩篇なんですけども。
This is a psalm of David.
ダビデが調子のいい時はなかったんですね。
It was a time that David was not really, joyful.
サウル王に追われて命からがら逃げてたと思った。
And it was a time when actually, his life was in danger. The king Saul was chasing after him, and he wanted to kill David.
洞窟の中にだったんですね。
And he was actually inside of a dark cave.
何か住みたくないですね、洞窟の中。
And how about, can you imagine actually living in this cold, dark cave?
そして命が危ないんです。
And someone is actually after your life.
そんな時にダビデが歌ったのがこの歌です。
And this is David's song that he wrote in that cave.
じゃあ日本語と英語
で読みましょうね。Please read it ourselves, with master with me and
詩篇57編。指揮者によって滅ばさないでくださいに合わせてダビデの詩ミクタン。ダビデがソウルを逃れて洞窟にいたとき、したら、私を心を確かにします。神を私は心を確かにして、あなたに賛美の歌を歌います。目覚めよ、私の誉れよ。目覚めよ、たてごとよ、ことよ。私は明けぼのを呼び覚まそう。
To the leader, do not destroy, of David, a miktam, when he fled from Saul in the cave. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast.I will sing and make melody. Awake, my soul. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn.
困難の中になるときですね、神様に目を向けることは難しいです。
It's so difficult to set our eyes on God when we're really struggling, when our circumstances are hard.
言葉に出るのは、神様なんでですかっていうような言葉しかないかもしれません。
Maybe if we want to pray, maybe the first words that come out of our mouth is, God, why is this happening?
でも、ダビデは自分の心をしっかりと立たせるんです。
But David is not saying those kind of complaints to God. Rather, he's talking to his own soul.
自分の心に立て替えて、私のは本当にあなたに賛美を歌いますって自分のをこうなんですかね、奮い立たせるんです。
He's talking to his own soul, like kind of pulling his soul over and saying, "Bless the Lord, come on, bless the Lord."
私は自分の心を確かにしてあなたに賛美を歌いますって彼は言うんです。
He's saying that my heart, my soul is steadfast, and I will sing to the Lord.
そして自分の魂に目覚めようって言うんです。
And
he, 目覚めようって
言うんです。He commands his soul. He says, "Open your eyes,
awake,
wake up."
嫌ですよね。眠ってるのにアウェイって言われるのね。
Isn't that hard?
シャーなんて言われたら嫌だよね。
And someone comes along and I mean it just sounds much better in Japanese. It's this word kishokisho. Wake up! Come on, everybody, wake up! What's the military term?
これはダビデは、ダビデは自分で言うんです。自分の魂に目覚めよっていうんです。
David is saying it to his own soul. Wake up!
自分の魂に目覚めよ。新しい歌を歌えって言ってるんです。
He's saying, come on, soul, wake up and let's sing a new song.
もう一回。ギター立てごと、もう一回神様あなたの前に賛美しますって言ってるんです。
Again, I'm gonna pick up the guitar. Again, I'm gonna pick up a harp or a lyre and I will praise the Lord.
困難な時に、そのように私たちが神様を賛美できるためには、日々私たちはそのことを学んでいく必要があるんですね。
So in order for us to be able to praise God like that, to have that strength and determination in that really dark and difficult place, we need to be praising God and living like that in our normal everyday circumstances.
今喜べなかったら苦しい時にもっと喜べますか?
So if we can't praise God, if we can't rejoice here in this comfortable place,How will we ever rejoice in a really, really difficult time?
と自分に今私は言い聞かせてますね。
So I am saying that to myself.
どうしたらこの喜びが普通の時も困難の時も続けることができるのかと思います。
How can I rejoice regardless of my circumstances, regardless of if my circumstances are good or very difficult?
新約聖書で使徒のパウロたちがですね、牢屋に捕まった時があります。
There was a time that the apostle Paul was in prison, and we read this in the New Testament.
シラスさんと二人捕まってるんですけども。
And he was actually in the prison with one of his own disciples called Silas.
で、二人で捕まって、
And they're in chains.
別にあの楽器とかもないんですけど、
And there's no instruments or anything, of course.
ね、でも彼らは二人で神様を賛美するんです、ね。
However, they start to praise God and sing praises to God, the two of them in that prison.
彼らは神様を賛美してたから捕まったんですよ。
Now, just to review a little bit, they were in prison because they were praising God, because they were worshiping God.
でも彼らは捕まってなおも恐れずに神様を賛美してました。
And now they're in prison worshiping God. They're doing the very thing that got them there to begin with.
小さな声で神様素晴らしいだけではなかったんです。
And they weren't whispering to each other. Oh, praise the Lord. God is so good. God is so good.
本当に神様は素晴らしい、あなたは素晴らしいお方、あなたは大いなる方、あなたは本当に私たちを解放してくださいかと、二人で彼らは神様を賛美していました。
They weren't whispering, but rather they were worshiping God with a big voice from the bottom of their heart.
私たちは神様を賛美するとき何か音楽が必要ですよね。
When we worship God, do you feel like, oh, we need some music, we need some instruments?
やっぱドラムがあった方がいいなとかね。
Anyone feel like, oh, it's nice to have a drummer? Appreciate Masa, amen?
でも何もないときに私たちは困難なときにどのようにして神様を賛美することができるんでしょうか?
But how can we really lift up our voices without that support of the music and instruments?
パウロたちは生きた神様との関係を持っていたんですね。
Paul praised and worshiped God from his relationship with God.
その関係が彼らの心に賛美を通してまた彼らに平安を与えられていたんですね。
His relationship with God is what gave peace to his heart, and his relationship with God was the motivation.To praise the Lord.
本当に、まあ、日曜日もそうですけど、神様を賛美しているときに、本当に神様は私に平安を与えてくださることがあります。
I have experienced in my life, whether it's on Sunday or some other place and time, when we really praise God, God gives us His peace.
何か心配事がストンとなくなるときがあります。
The things that we're worried about suddenly become so small.
賛美の中に癒しと解放があるんですね。
In our praises, we receive healing. In our praises, we are set free.
生きる力を与えてくださるんです。
In our praises and worship, we receive the strength and the courage to live. Amen.
それをしっかりとパウロやシラスが握っていたことは私たちは知ることができます。
And Paul and Silas show us this kind of attitude toward life.When they were praising God and worshiping in the prison.
So, Christian のこう歩みのこうなんだろう一級二級三級とか一段とかですと、まあ彼ら結構上級のような感じですよね。
So if we think about like levels of Christianity, they're at the top, man. I mean, they're just like number one.
あそこまで行くにはどうしたらいいかと思う。
Well, how do I get there? How do I really become that amazingly like my relationship with God is so close that I praise Him.No matter what my circumstances.
でもそこの一番中心の基本を私たちはしっかりと覚える必要があります。
But I really believe that the most important thing is for us to know that basic thing.
一つは神様を見上げて神様を愛することです。
And that basic, the base of the whole thing of that Christian life is to love the Lord our God.
そして私たちの兄弟姉妹たちを心から愛することでもありますね。
And the second thing is, which is like it, is to love our brothers and sisters, to love our neighbors as ourselves.
私たちはどのようにしっかりと握る必要があるんですね。
We need to hold on to those two things. 神
様との関係
と、to loving God in this vertical relationship.
私たちここにいる兄弟姉妹たち、また隣人たちを愛することをしっ
かり握る必要があります。And also a horizontal relationship with our brothers and sisters, as well as people who don't know the Lord yet.
皆さん、最初にそのキリスト教会できたとき、人々は何をしたと思いますか？覚えておいてますか？
When they were doing, or what Christians were doing?
Christians were doing.
Do you remember what Christians were doing more than 2,000 years ago?
The first thing.
The first thing. What were they doing?
Breaking bread.
They were breaking bread.
一体最初に彼らは何をしたか少し学びたいと思います。
I want to recall, remember what the first Christians did when they first became Christians, when they first know the love of Jesus.
使徒の働きの2章を少し読みましょう。
I want to look at the book of Acts, chapter 2.
一緒に読める人は読んでくださいね。
If you can read with me, read, please.
彼らは使徒の教え、相互の交わり、パンを割くこと、祈ることに熱心であった。すべての人に恐れが生じた。使徒たちによって多くの不思議な技と修士が行われていたのである。信者たちは皆一つになって、すべてのものを共有にし、財産や持ち物を売り、おのおのの必要に応じて皆がそれを分け与った。そして毎日ひたすら心を一つにして神殿に参り、家ごとに集まってパンを割き、喜びと真心を持って一緒に食事をし、神を賛美していたので、民衆全体から好意を寄せられた。こうして主は救われる人々を日々半ばに加え、一つにされたのである。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayer. All came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple,They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved.
ここが最初の教会の雰囲気ですね。
This is the atmosphere of the first of the early church.
3000人が加わったと言います。
If you read a bit before this, we read that actually 3,000 people received the Lord, believed in the Lord,
多くの人が
right before this.
心が打たれて
many, many people were pierced to the heart, it says.
悔い改めて
and they repented.
イエスを救い主と信じて
and they received Lord, Jesus as their Lord.
洗礼を受けたのが3000人というんです。
And they received baptism. 3,000 people in that first time of sharing.
42節にはその3000人の人たちが何をしたか書かれています。
So now in verse 42, we read what were those 3,000 people doing after they became Christians.
4つのことに熱心だったという。
It says that they were very earnest about four things.
一つは聖書の学び。
The first was learning from the apostles' teaching, which for us would be the Bible, what's written in the Bible.
共に交わること。
The second thing was intimate fellowship with other Christians.
もう一つはパンを裂くこと。
And connected with that is breaking bread, or we usually use the word communion.
そして祈りに熱心だと思うんです。
And the next thing was they were earnest in prayer.
熱心だったということはそれがとても大切だったんですね。
And the word their earnestness.Is really, really important in this passage.
この4つのことがクリスチャンが生きていく際には最初の困難でこれが必要だったんですね。
And the reason that this earnestness was important is because the early Christians were persecuted and they needed that devotion and that earnestness if they were going to continue in their faith.
聖書を学ばないと私たちは周りに流されてしまいます。
So that is the same thing with us. If we don't read the Bible, if we don't learn what the Bible says,We will be kind of just dragged along and tempted along by all the things in this world.
この世の教えに私たちは流されてしまいます。
We will be just dragged along by all the teaching of this normal teaching in the world.
信仰の友と交わらないと孤立してしまいますし、内向きになってしまいます。
At the same time, we need this kind of fellowship and closeness, community with one another.
そのうちにですね、信仰が生きた信仰がこう薄めて詰まってしまいます。
If we don't do that, our living faith will grow duller and duller.
私たちと共にパンを裂くことを忘れたとしたら、
At the same time, we need to receive communion. We need to break bread with one another.
それはキリストの十字架の死と復活を覚えることですね。
And that's because communion.Is the time when we especially remember the death on the cross of Jesus and His resurrection.
このキリストの十字架と死と復活が見えなくなると福音がぼやけてしまうんです。
If we don't keep our eyes on the cross, if we don't keep our eyes on the resurrection of our Lord, then our faith becomes so weak and the gospel loses its meaning.
教会は何か、なんだろう、教会の中心が見えなくなってしまいます。
If we just are gathering without receiving communion, we lose our focus of what is the heart of this gathering.
生産式は大切だったんです。
So, communion, this breaking of bread together is so important.
そして祈ることによって、いつも父なる神様とのホットラインを持っていくことがとても大切だったんです。
And at the same time, devoting ourselves to prayer,Keeping our eyes on God, keeping this relationship living and real is so important to our walk as a Christian.
私たちは今自由に聖書を読むことができます。
Right now in Japan, we are able to read the Bible whenever we want.
共に集まることができます。
In Japan today, we are allowed to gather together and worship God.
聖餐式もできます。
We are freely allowed to receive communion together.
祈ることも今できます。
And we are free to pray to the Lord.
今できるんです。
Right now, we are able to do that. Right now, we have that liberty and that freedom.
できない人たちもいるんですね、この世界には。
But even today, there are places in the world where people cannot do any of those things.
ですから私たちは今この時それらを本当に感謝して味わうことが必要です。
So, I really want to be grateful for this time and this place that we find ourselves living.
アーメンですか?
アーメン?
今日は聖餐式を、初めてこの場でしますけれども、
we want to have a time of communion now. It's actually the first time that we're having communion during the service.
聖餐式はその教会の伝統で様々な仕方があります。
There are many, many different ways of, participating and sharing in communion in the history of the church.
聖餐式の中心はキリストの十字架とよみがえりです。
The focus of communion needs to be on the death of the cross of Jesus and on his resurrection.
いろんなシステムや、やり方じゃないんですね。中心はイエス様の十字架とよみがえりです。
The focus is not on some tradition and ritual. The focus needs to be on the cross and death of Jesus Christ and on his resurrection.
これを自分がどう受け止めるかがとても大切なことです。
And the most important thing is how are we going to receive that?
イエス様は私たちのために死んでくださった。
Jesus died.For you and for me.
イエス様がよみがえった。
Jesus rose again for you and for me.
感謝。
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
喜びなんですね。聖餐式は喜び感謝の時なんです。
The communion is a time to rejoice.
私たちが神様との関係を回復されたことを喜ぶんです。
We should be so grateful and joyful that our relationship with our Creator God has been healed.
神様の愛を感謝する時なんです。
We can receive God's love for us and we need to be grateful for His love.
水場では、生産式をする時に、ある意味でオープンな形で取っています。
At Mizpah, compared to many churches,Around the world, we our communion service, our communion time. It's not a service; it's just a time of sharing. But it's very open. That means.
どなたでもイエス・キリストを信じている方はこの聖餐に預かることはできます。
That means that anyone who believes is in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, who has received His forgiveness.
まだ洗礼を受けていない方でも、イエス様を救い主と信じる方は、これに預かることができます。
Even if you haven't had the opportunity to be baptized yet, we invite you to receive communion.
そして願わくは、早いうちに洗礼を、自分の信仰を公にして洗礼を受けることを勧めます。
At the same time, we very much encourage you that if you haven't received baptism yet, that you should, as a follower of Christ, you should receive baptism.
今から、クラッカーと、ブドウジュースをお回ししますけれども、
We are going to pass around the elements of bread and grape juice.
自分がイエス様を救いに出身していると心から思う人は預かってください。
If you, believe in Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, please freely take the elements of the bread and the grape juice.
そうでない方は、横の人に回してくださればと思います。
If you're not sure yet, you really, you don't have a relationship with God in this way, you've never received His forgiveness and His love, then just, you can just say that you're not going to receive communion today.
別にこれは差別をしていることじゃないので、それだけは覚えてください。
This is no kind of discrimination or anything, it's just, the communion wouldn't be meaningful to you if you haven't received Jesus as Lord.Damien, could you help out? Martha, are you okay to pass, or Jordan? Yep.